I give thanks before you, King, living and eternal, for you have returned within me my soul with compassion. Abundant is your faithfulness. The grace of God secures our heritage and our spot in heaven. It's up to us to believe, have faith, and to try to be worthy. He is there for us, with Jesus Christ as the portal, waiting with outstretched arms to welcome his sheep to his pasture. Sing praise. King guides us with his love. He came to earth to show us the way and to help us gain access to heaven. By having faith in him and trusting in his word, Lord, at times I think that it's easier to move a mountain than it is to change a human heart. You have that power, Lord. The whole Old Testament was set up as a guide for people to know how to live, and worked as a pointer to the coming of Jesus. Sing for his glory, my people. Sing for his direct intervention in a disaster in the making, humans being humans. Sing for the glory of Christ, our Savior. I'm having a senior moment, sorry. Give me a second. Thank you.
rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Holy are you, Lord God. Every song, every prayer, every sacrifice are rightly given to you in recognition of your omnipotence and divine power. You are merciful as we who sin constantly could be wiped out of existence by just a mere thought. Yet you keep us and love us and provide for us. You even sent your Son, and he was tortured and hated for his effort. Lord, help us to sing to you and help us to be worthy of everything you have given us. In Christ's most holy name we pray. Please be seated. And, repeat the theme. The responsive reading. Ready? And we begin. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Now, sometimes the good books makes you raise your eyebrows. When it comes to marriage, there are many different views of what a relationship with your spouse should be. My mom and dad's relationship was great. It was born of mutual love, mutual respect, and responsibility. And both made decisions that affected our family. And it was 50-50 as much as possible. Sure, there was some personal want or feelings sometimes that outweighed a particular topic. But these circumstances were few and far between. They had a great marriage. Bonnie and I have a 50-50 relationship, and whatever she says goes. She is very supportive when I have strong opinions, which are greeted with condescending smiles and eye rolls. Seriously, we have a great relationship. She's back there not listening. That's all right. And we both discuss and decide what we will do as a team. I'm sure Pastor Lou will coach us further as how to think about this passage. And I'm sure the love the good Lord gave us will be part and parcel of assuaging any conflict or misunderstanding. Love is all. Love wins all. Love makes anything better. Lord, please help me to love, to live, to keep my temper and not to stoke the flames of my wife's ire. Lord, in creating love, your true genius shows. What better way to bond humans to each other? Thank you for love. Thank you for putting us together with our wives. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave us love. Amen.
Father, we need your Holy Spirit. For those of us who are married, we need the power of your Spirit to rekindle our commitment of love to one another. And Father, as we talk about relationships in the more worldly, a lot of these principles apply to even friendships and fellowships in churches. And so, Father, help us to be the people you want us to be, to love like you love. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All God's people say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Be safe. I don't think it's doing anything out there right now.
Nope.
So just be safe.